Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Our guest today is Dr. Elliot Fegelman, Therapeutic Area Lead for Metabolics at Johnson & Johnson Innovation, a leader in revolutionizing surgery with minimally invasive procedures for more than 60 years. He is here with us to speak about Ethicon's global initiative called Project Game Changer, which he is also speaking about at the 22nd World Congress of the International Federation for the Surgery of Obesity and Metabolic Disorders in London, England. Thank you for speaking with us today, Dr. Fegelman.
Thank you for having me.
Ethicon has sponsored many randomly controlled trials over the years, including the landmark Stampede trial. Have those trials contributed to the clinical acceptance and global awareness of bariatric surgery as a treatment for obesity?
I think that's a very fair assessment of what these trials have done. The Stampede trial was the first in its class, a level one type evidence randomized controlled trial that demonstrated the impact of surgery on type 2 diabetes. The other trials that we're invested in are going to show similar impact with similar rigor in the control of that science, and I think will continue to open up the world's understanding of what bariatric surgery can do and really what obesity's cost is to individuals and society.
How much has real-world evidence contributed to the clinical acceptance of bariatric surgery?
Real-world evidence is really just starting to emerge as a mechanism that we can assess. To be honest, the quality of that real-world evidence as it exists today limits how much information we can gather. But as we hone our techniques and find greater and more sophisticated databases of big data that we can assess, I think there's going to be really big opportunities here to understand population level disease burden and therapy intervention.
How will Project Game Changer affect practitioners in the United States?
Our hope is that the work that we are investing in and the way in which we are planning to disseminate that work, whether it's through peer-reviewed medical literature or lecture series, where we're supporting several lectures while this conference is going on in London this week, is just to get the word out about the quality of the science and the findings of that science. We believe very strongly that the science speaks for itself. This does not require a marketing spin. The science is compelling, and just putting it in front of physicians so that they can consider it on their own merits based on their own judgment and deep knowledge is the way we believe we get this message out.
What is your hope for the future of Project Game Changer and the perception of bariatric surgery in the United States?
I think bariatric surgery is being recognized now as a legitimate therapy that has tremendous benefits. I'd like to believe that Game Changer has supported that change of mind, but I think there's more work to be done. I think there's more discoveries to be had, and as I said earlier, I believe the science will speak for itself and change the perceptions of physicians, patients, and policymakers, not only in the United States, but around the world.
What are the big questions left to answer when it comes to bariatric surgery and obesity?
I think understanding more and more the individual nature of what obesity does to a patient's health is where the real opportunity is. We hear a lot about personalized medicine. I think obesity and the burdens that come along with it are a key place where we can really start to personalize our diagnosis and therefore personalize our care. Bariatric surgery is one tool. Ethicon is investing in understanding what the other tools are that we can bring forward to offer the patients a host of solutions. And so I envision over the next 5 to 10 years a development of a toolbox that can address individual patients based on what their comorbid disease state is, what their weight is, and what their wishes are. And when we bring all that together, we really tailor the treatment to meet the patient's needs specifically. I think that's a very real goal for us.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the time.